Today is the deadline for candidates in California to file their first complete campaign finance reports in the state's October 7th recall election. Donations above $1,000 were recorded as they came in, and roughly $15 million has been raised so far by various recall committees, as well as the candidates running to replace Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Earlier, analysts were saying that candidates and committees might have to spend $100 million for the recall election, but now they say it might cost considerably less. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The reason the campaigns might cost less is because the news media, especially television, are paying much more attention to this election than a normal gubernatorial race. Bob Stern, president of the Center for Governmental Studies in Los Angeles, says that in his 40 years of watching political coverage in California, he's never seen anything like this.
What we see are local stations breaking in with a live Gray Davis press conference or a live Arnold Schwarzenegger press conference. And what you see also, at least in Los Angeles, is the TV station saying, complete recall coverage, stay tuned. That's what they used to say about car chases.
And that coverage doesn't cost anything, unlike TV commercials, which can eat up as much as $2 million a week. Much of the free media coverage is driven by the celebrity film actor, but it spills over and helps top-tier candidates like Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante and Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, who can't reach into their own pockets for millions the way Republicans Arnold Schwarzenegger and Peter Ueberroth can. The leading fundraiser in this race is still Governor Gray Davis, who has pulled in over $5 million since the beginning of the year. Unlike the candidates who are seeking to replace him, the governor can legally raise unlimited amounts of money, and his committee against the costly recall has received some very big checks, like $250,000 from the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, and another $250,000 from the Democratic Governors Association. Barbara O'Connor, a political analyst at California State University in Sacramento, says the embattled governor is doing quite well in the money market.
He is losing some individuals, but they're not big dollar amounts. The Hollywood community has typically supported him, and some of them are splitting and going to Arianna Huffington, and some are going to Schwarzenegger, but they really aren't large dollar contributions.
The number two fundraiser is actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has a little over $3 million in his coffers. He forked over $2 million of his own money. Schwarzenegger said at the outset that he didn't need campaign contributions, but he's hired professional fundraisers anyway and is receiving a lot of the maximum $22,000 donations from wealthy Republicans, such as real estate developers and venture capitalists. As a result, Republican consultant Alan Hoffenblum thinks Schwarzenegger will find it harder to label himself as the house-cleaning outsider.
It seems to be a contradiction of the earlier statement. I think he really needs to explain what he means by special interest money at the same time that he himself is taking campaign contributions.
Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, the only Democratic alternative candidate, has raised only about $500,000. Bustamante has no personal fortune and makes a little over $100,000 a year, compared to Schwarzenegger, who made $27 million for Terminator 3. But the lieutenant governor has discovered an unexpected way to get around the $22,000 limit. The Fair Political Practices Commission has ruled that he can accept unlimited donations to the fund he used to get elected back in 2002, and then he can move that money over to his current campaign fund. Again, Bob Stern.
They're basically allowing Bustamante to raise huge sums of money despite the contribution limits.
As an example, the lieutenant governor was recently able to accept a $300,000 contribution from an Indian tribe. Indian tribes, who either have lucrative casinos already or are seeking a permit, are the new kids on the block in California politics. Again, Bob Stern.
They're very big supporters of Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. He has to be careful not to be labeled as the Indians' candidate, I think.
Bustamante has received some support from labor unions, but nothing like the backing the governor has received. In addition to direct contributions, the state AFL-CIO says it's going to spend $5 million on a get-out-the-vote effort designed primarily to defeat the recall, which will help the governor, and secondarily to get a yes vote for Bustamante. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.